Woman der Kech mi yuchid was yangim at gehad kumen de gecharam. Based on all of the above, we can understand the special powers that Yaakov had coming into Charam. Was duchta mat azuch yikent misgabe zayn ek ter helam from Charam from nachme and mechaberu ma'achet zayn mayel umat and neshama v'guf al yidei gilu yo'atzis. That through this special power, he was able to overcome the concealment of Charam, and even more than this, to connect and to unify his highest aspect and his lowest aspect, his soul and his body, through the revelation of the divine essence. And since this novel, new breakthrough is accomplished through the descent into Charam. The Rebbe had Yankiv Evgestalt the Yud Beis Shifta Yudke Dafke in Charam. Bizinan Eifen from Mitasa Shleim. And it is as a, since this breakthrough is accomplished by the descent into Charam, it is therefore that Yankiv set up the 12 Shvatim Dafke in Charam in a manner of Mitasa Shleima, that his bed was complete.
What's the UK there from?
Pardon?
What's the UK represent over there?
It's a pasuk in Tehillim that refers to the Shvatim as Shiftei Ka. Shiftei. Yeah, this is it. It's a capital that you say every Shabbos morning. Lehaisa. Some Olish. Based on this, we can understand the choice of words that Chazal used, that his bed was complete, instead of saying that his offspring was complete. The mita comes from the same word as the word mata, which means lowest. As echter mata tachten is b'shleimus. That even the lowliest aspect is complete. Because nachmer as eich in the matzav hashchiva ala mita. And even more than this, to the point that even in its condition of being lying down, of being prostrate on a bed, which in such a condition and situation, a person's head, body, and feet are on the same level. He reveals how this is the ultimate perfection, the ultimate completion. Shleimus Gilia Atzmus. The completeness of the revelation of the divine essence was his mashmah katan v'gadol, that equalizes the smallest and the greatest. All of this can only be accomplished dafka in the lowliest place in Charam.
So are we asking this when we say Mapio? Are we asking for this when we say Mapio? We're trying to reach this.
Where do you see that?
Perfect bed, right? My bed be perfect for you.
Okay. Fine, I mean, I guess. If
it says in the Bible, see something
according to this explanation, Mitasa Shleima, then yes, then certainly have that in mind when you ask.
There was a footnote, but I never checked up on it. There's a footnote in the Siddur. It says to see more on this.
Right. No, this is not. This is not a footnote in the Siddur. This is.
Okay.
After the Siddur was printed, but So the Rebbe points out in footnote 99 that this is similar to the idea that we explained earlier, that all the stones became one. In fact, the Medrash says that when Yaakov arose and woke up in the morning, he found all the stones were one. So he realized, he took this as a divine psura, a divine message that his bed will be complete. But just like all the stones became as one, so too his children will all be righteous. So what's the connection between, just like the stones are all one, both of his children will all be righteous? That's what we're saying. So you see from this Chazal, the concept that mitase shleima is connected to the inyan of avon, to the dafka in the avonim, the lowliest aspect of creation. We said dafka through the avonim is revealed this avodah of elevating the feet to be on a par with the head, which is due to the revelation of the essence. That is the connection between what we're saying now, the inyan of mitase shleima, to the stones becoming one. Okay, ma'isa ava simon labanim. Ma'isa ava simon labanim, the actions of the patriarchs are a sign unto the descendants. Yishtavas fishal chalki elyon chalki atachna zeh az ichter matis v'losh nakosv negeh meishu mata likim b'yod. That the equalizing between the uppermost part of a person's being and the lowermost part, to the degree that even the lowest is, as in the words of the verse in relation to Moshe, referring to the staff, the stick that Moshe carried, but it's also the same word mata, and mata elikim biyad, that it was a, it says it was a godly stick, the staff of God. So similarly, the mata, the lowly of the person becomes godly. It's through the fact that the staff, which is also the stick, which is also represented, through the fact that this lowly physical object becomes a godly object, this accomplishes, it's through this that all the miracles in Mitzrayim, as that accomplishes all this, the revelation of godliness in the land of Mitzrayim, which comes from this root meaning limit and boundary, that from the state of constriction I called out to you, and through this becomes the response from the expanse, which is, as Chassidus explains, Gili Merchava Atzmi from Atzmusa Imahusa. That it's through the fact that the soul goes down into this world of constriction and resistance, that it brings out the revelation of the true essential expanse, which is the true infinity of God's essence. Now the shleimus habiru from der mata kum dafke duch gili atzma shel mailo from mailo mata. Because the ultimate refinement of the lowest aspects of existence comes specifically through the revelation of the divine essence, which transcends all categorizations or definitions of high, low, etc. Pshitus Atzmus, the utter simplicity of the essence, which is one that connected to and unified with the simplicity of a Jew, Veloshna Yidua. As is the well-known expression that the Jew and the God are all one, as spoken at length in the previous Fabreng and Parshas Tevos. Okay. Since the primary Aved of Yankim and Charon, as described in the Parsha of Vayetzi, is primarily relating to himself, the revelation and the unification of the soul and the body, the fact that his bed was complete, the shleimus of the mata and the tachta, mustavtach zayin di pula amura b'shleimus eil b'negeat zuvelt. There has to be the aforementioned activity has to also be accomplished in the world. It's not just enough to accomplish it within yourself. We come to the next parasha, which describes Yaakov sending messages before him to Esav, his brother, to the land of Seir, the fields of Edom, which discusses primarily Yaakov's impact on the world. So Vayetzi discusses mainly Yaakov's struggle to refine himself. And Vayishlach deals with the impact of Yaakov's relation, his impact on the world around him, taking what he accomplished within himself and bringing it down into the world. Se'iz mevoir in Chassidus. It is explained in Chassidus as Yaakov is b'chinas tikkun, and Esav is b'chinas tehu. That Yaakov represents the spiritual realm of tikkun, and Esav represents the spiritual realm of tehu. That Yaakov sent messages to Esav because he had thought that Esav had already been refined. So therefore it's possible to be the binding and unification of the intense lights of Tehu with the broad vessels of Tikkun. That represents the ultimate refinement of the physical world that becomes a vessel to the highest infinite revelations. And even more, that the Gashmi should be completely unified with the spiritual. The revelation of the essence which is higher than Tehu and Tikkun, welche sich mezgala danach eigen die Gdarm von Tehu and Tikkun, which the revelation of the essence which is in and of itself transcendent of Tehu and Tikkun, and yet becomes revealed within the definitions of Tehu and Tikkun, as kol yanam is gilei atzmus yisbarach. That it becomes revealed that both Tehu and Tikkun exist only for the sake of revealing the divine essence. That from this point of view, they are both one and the same.
What's the significance of him in the beginning when he says, Oros Marubim Vekelim de Tohu, Vekelim in parentheses?
No, the ultimate, the point is that there should be the Chibur of the Kelim also.
I thought it was the Oros of Tohu and the Kelim of Tikkun.
Right. Generally speaking, it's the Oros of Tohu and the Kelim of Tikkun. But the Maisa, Chassidus explains that the Chibur between the worlds of Tohu and Tikkun is also supposed to ultimately be a Tikkun for the Kelim of Tohu also. But it's not that the Kelim of Tohu are supposed to be written off. In fact, that's the whole avodah of elevating the sparks is the
fix
sparks that were in the camp.
Is there any way that Bekitzer mentioned just the Indian of Tohu and Tikkun? Kitzer, you can do it.
I don't know.
Echo question. why did Yaakov think that Esav was already purified? Why do you think that he would be?
Because Yaakov was.
It means that because from Yaakov's perspective, in other words, since Yaakov is already there, so on some level, you know, it's basically Yaakov is ready, and he's sending for Esav, that Esav should also be ready, and it turns out that Esav is not. It's not that, that doesn't necessarily mean that Yaakov was, like, surprised that this was the case. It means that what's playing out here is the expression of Yaakov's readiness and his, as it were, turning to Esau and saying, okay, where are you? And Esau saying, I'm a long way down the road.
I mean, with Mila, he was ready at Yaakov's level. At the level of Yaakov, Esau was Mavara. But down in the world, it was still, as
that's the Ikkun.
What?
Not at all, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready at all.
I'm not sure what you say.
In other words, Esau at a higher level was, and those, as Yaakov looked at him at a higher level at Atzilus or whatever, he was Mevarer. But as it was at a lower level in Sia or whatever.
So did someone?
Someone explained that to me this way.
What?
Someone explained it to me that way.
So we're doing the Vodavisa?
Ashveravart.
I mean,
because the Maisa,
I mean, this sort of,
the whole thing of Esav is that Esav is Shvira Sakenu, which is Yerin and Gimel Klippus Atmeis. I mean, so Gimel Klippus Atmeis exists only in Asiya. I mean, it starts in Klippus Nega starts in Achirayim da Atzilus, and is Yerin, I mean, and Atzilus da Chulei Yigur Chara.
People use this as an idea.
Chatkila, no place for Klippus in Atzilus.
Some people use this like an idea. They say, well, just like Yaakov, he figured that Yosef was
ready. But he was wrong, so too.
So the Rebbe also thought that the world was ready, and he was wrong. I've heard that.
you want to go through all the things that I've heard in my life, you know what I mean? Not everything I've heard is worth repeating. But the fact that there are people who could find for themselves some source in Kedusha to explain their, to back themselves up is not a new phenomenon. I mean, every major force for evil in this world has attempted to do the same from time immemorial. So it's like, but it's a bit ridiculous. Anyway, Narbapel is Esav Demot Nitgeven Mochem. In actuality, Esav at that time was not ready. Was Tosas Dafka Bisman Gula Mitzvah Shleima, which that is Dafka Esav will be ready in the time of the true and complete redemption. Where Shekazva Adash Rabbi Ladini Seira, as Yaakov said to him, till you go ahead until I arrive to my master in Seir. And as Rashi says there, on the spot, Amos Ayelech, when will Yaakov go to Seir? The Mea Mashiach, in the days of Mashiach, Shanema, Olu Mashiach, Vatzilish, Vatzar Esav, Vukidu Lekamon, Seif, Yudchaz.
But Yaakov is done. He didn't have
By the way, at the end of the Sikha, the Rebbe gives an example to show that it's a ready Mizbar. And the next Sikha, in the Sikha, the whole Sikha of Vayeshev,
with
Tzarfas, the whole point of that Sikha is to show that you can see B'peil Mamash, the Elam HaZagashmi, in a physical way, how the physical world is very physically binnisbara. So to turn around and tell me that the Rebbe's talking about Tzilas, is Mamash is patently ludicrous. Shows a total disregard and Pashut Mamash, like people who are just looking to find some kind of loophole and if it is no real or imagined to get around what the Rebbe is saying. But it's basically, if anybody has any minimal modicum of intellectual honesty, they have to realize that it is clear from beginning to end, that there's messages that he's talking specifically about Elam HaAsiyah HaGashmi in its lowest forms and manifestations, okay, in its grubbiest gerubkeit. They were saying it is that physical world that he is talking to, referring to when he says it is ready. So
are we doing the Tikkun, and we're doing the Vodah of Esau? Yaakov didn't have to do anything else, yeah? He was done?
Wah-wah.
Yaakov didn't have to do anything else. He was ready for Mashiach. He was done?
In and of himself, but his mission in the world was not yet done. His mission in terms of refining himself.
When he sent the Shefatim, that was only the beginning of it?
That was only the beginning.
I see. So why did he go
it's
to
been
Esau?
Going on for thousands of years now.
Why did he go to Esau if he was only
Esau? He was going to Esau because he thought it's time to finish the job. It turned out that it's time to begin the job.
So now Yaakov has to do both jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a whole new job.
Now Yaakov has
fixing
to do both
the world.
Jobs.
But if Esau was ready in the meantime with Yaakov, the job would be done probably.
What's that?
If Esau was already finished his job mitzad atzmo, Mashiach would probably come then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So are we doing the job of both of them now? Are we finishing up?
Well, Esav never was given the tools to refine himself, really.
So what does Hava mean?
We were given the tools, and that really first began by Matan Torah in a serious way. And,
so what does Hava mean?
Been doing the job ever since.
So after we're done with the job, Esau still has to do a job.
What does Hava mean that he thought he would be finished?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's a good question.
So maybe he didn't know that he didn't have the tools. But did
He's optimistic.
Did so when we finish, when we
he was only off by 3,000
that's going.
3,500 years, so it's not like
for the whole thing.
It's not like a real bad miscalculation.
So when we finish the job, is it finishing Esau's and Yaakov's job? Are we going to then meet after we finish our job? Esau, I'm out here. And he's not going to be ready, but still Mashiach is going to come.
No, he's ready. That we finished our job when we made him ready.
That's right.
Oh, we finished our job when we made him ready.
Right, the Rebbe, that's the whole point of these sichas is that the Rebbe is going to say, the punchline of these sichas, the next few weeks, is that the Rebbe is going to say, it goes Vayesha, Vayigash. See, the punchline of the sichas are that he's more ready than we are now. Huh. Now somehow we slipped backwards. We finished him, and somehow we lost ourselves. And now we're kind of, in a weird way, catching up to where Esav is.
Find yourself.
Because Esav is ready.
Esav was born ready.
Not originally. I mean, he was born unready. We made him ready after 3,000 and something plus years.
Well, he was born ready, then he was, we had to undo him from being ready, and then he became ready in the right way.
But,
Can I just mention one other tangent? Just this idea that Esau is ready now. Does that seem to Mavatal kind of like, whether it's condoned or not, but the kind of standard approach that Yidden had towards Goyim in terms of, you know, speaking about them in a lowly way, or so on and so forth, maligning, you know, the goy. I mean, right now, the goy is a vehicle for kedusha in a certain sense. Now it seems to be that we have to relate to the goy in a mashiachic way, different than ever before.
You have to understand that.
Iranian topic.
The way most people related to goyim, this. As much as you find the Chazal terrible things about the Goyim, you also find that Lamashal the Chaim Vital writes that any person who truly loves God will love all of his creations, including the Goyim. That's what Chaim Vital writes, the Shaak Dusha. The Shaak Dusha is basically how a person reaches a state of holiness that he can attain prophecy. And in there he writes that if a person really truly loves his creator, he will love all of the creations of his creator, simply not for their own virtue, but simply by virtue of the fact that they are a creation of God. And he says this will include all the Goyim as well. So the point is like this: the hatred that a Jew ever had for a Goyim was not the hatred of that being which is a creation of God.
A reaction to that.
It's a hatred of that aspect of them which represents a force which is opposed to godliness. To the degree in which the guy represents opposition to godliness, that is what was hated. What was hated was not a human being. We didn't hate. There's nothing in God's creation that we hate. Okay, there is the aspect of that creation which is given a certain degree of free choice and is entitled to use that free choice to oppose God. That is what we hate. So on a certain level, we make it just like, I mean, love, we make a distinction between within a yid, that if we hate anything, we hate the behaviors. We don't hate the person. So similarly, even though by a guy that's not quite that way, we hate the person, but we hate the person as he represents the aspect of the person which represents opposition to godliness rather than, but we don't hate the aspect of the being which is a creation of God.
So is it different now though?
So the truth is that it was never that, you know, so if somebody truly understood how to relate to a guy, there was always a distinction between what the guy represents, and the fact that, and the aspect of his existence, which is the creation of God, a human being, which is not something to hate. But
now they're ready for the Geula.
The thing is that now that we're talking about the time when we're saying that in a certain way, the guy are ready for the Geula. Therefore, the emphasis is in relating to them. The emphasis is on the concealed good which was within them all along. The emphasis is not so much on rejecting the negative as in revealing the positive. So the negative is there, and we shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking that the negative is not there, and as if we somehow, you know, until evil is removed from the world, the negative is very much there, and you know, and we're not supposed to. When you hear people talk about progress in terms of how Jews relate to their Gentile neighbors, we don't consider it progress that the people who walk around professing to love in Goyim, because if you love Goyishkeit, we still despise Goyishkeit to the extreme.
Right.
What we're saying is that now that we're revealing the good that's in everything, that much closer to the Geula, and the good that's in everything, the positive that's in everything is coming out, which the guy always had, and therefore on some level you were supposed to love Goyim too. A person who's living in the holiness and has love for God and everything, and therefore and sees the good of God in everything. So he loves the guy all along. But it's not the guy that he loves, it's the good. It's the goodness, the godliness that's inside him. So similarly, today, when that is becoming more and more manifest, more and more revealed, so therefore the emphasis is on that, not on the negative. But there certainly has to be a categorical rejection of Geishkeit. It's not that we have become more tolerant and accepting of Geishkeit. Absolutely not. We're supposed to be less tolerant and less accepting of Geishkeit. But more tolerant and more accepting of the fact that a guy now has the capacity to transcend his own Geishkeit.
And they themselves, I think, are going away from their own Geishkeit. They're coming more secular in some ways.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, yeah. In some ways not. It's still all very raw. And it's still, in other words, we're seeing signs of it, we're seeing indications of it, but it's still all very raw, and it needs to be directed, and we're not doing that job properly. Right. We were given the job to do that also, and we are simply not rising to the task. Spectacularly so. So when we say that they're ready in this like generic kind of way, which shows itself in some very interesting, amazing, fascinating ways, but it's still not been channeled and directed in a way that they're actually living as per the prescription of Mosaic law.
I think the reason people see it, like what he was saying, to see that the goy appears, he's saying it appears to be more ready,
yeah,
and less goyish, I mean, is because there are so many Jews out there that are so much more goyish. So I don't know if you're exactly.
No, the Rebbe, if you look, the Rebbe himself gives examples of it.
I understand, but still, if you look, there are Jews that are so goyish that it's like Rashi says, they took on gods that even the goyim didn't know. Or they're more goyish than so I ever knew by goyim. The Jews that I have to deal with, I mean, they're much more goyish than the goyish kite that I saw by goyim. Very strongly, but I deal with a certain group of people. Reject anything that's Jewish.
Truth is, they don't reject anything. They're just scared of it. That's all.
They reject. They have kratzmach trees and they put up
Hanukkah bushes.
They have kratzmach. Right, very kratzmach.
Right there. Itchy Springer came out with an ad last year before Gimel Tammuz, right? But Gimel Tammuz is not the Rebbe's yard site. It should come out this year before Shavuot. The Ten Commandments are a myth. And they go into how there's really 613 commandments for Yidden and 7 mitzvahs for Goyim.
It's a good idea. Whatever I tell them there's seven, they get pretty upset sometimes.
Yeah, they
feel like you're trying to leave us out of the Ten Commandments.
You're taking
like,
three away from
him. Jew us out of it.
Listen, they say, listen. You explain to us, say, listen, God knows what a guy is like. You know, don't expect him not to swear falsely. You know what I mean? Okay. President of the United States is going to be going up.
Do you hear him today on the radio? Oh.
Okay.
Sad track. I don't know.
Tangent.
I was a big kid. This would be a shock. The first president who might have ever committed perjury. All the presidents of the United States were such honest, upstanding people. Come out. just a shock to the whole American political system. Discovered that we have a president that actually lied.
It's just a shock. At the same time, the same time he's here, that this is happening. It's like, you know, this thing is happening at the same time that Netanyahu was here in Washington. Mamich, it's
yeah. Right. No. I always say that if you look, that every time Clinton makes, every time the United States does some big, put some pressure on Israel, terrible disaster happens either to the country or to the
individuals involved.
Right. It's like amazing. And they don't get it. They don't get it. Fuck you, though. Anyway, it's Wachterstech. But it's interesting that I just saw, I happened to be doing up a computer search for something, and I saw a whole. So how Chazal about our milos? So it says very interesting. It says that our milos will be golden hair.
Who's our milos?
Will be blonde.
Who's our milos?
Our milos is supposed to be this.
You're supposed to lead this.
They're supposed to lead the armies of Gog and Magog against
Mashiach.
Against Mashiach. That's very interesting. He describes him as having as being blonde, so having hair of gold. This our milos.
Weisberg said it was Rabin.
Yeah, he was trying to say that, but it doesn't fit there because it's Pashtus. He's
not.
Say that on the Yid. That the Yid is Amilos.
He didn't say it was a Yid. He said it was the Arab Rav. From the Arab Rav. That was the point he was making.
Yeah, I don't know. He was having fun with that stuff. I don't know. And where's he today?
All right.
Okay. Which goes to prove the point that I always said, that it's got to be based on the Rebbe's sukkahs. If you have extra stuff, that's very nice, but you got to be. Yeah. If you're based on the Grah, you're not going to survive this period. You know what I mean? If you're based on, it's only if you're based on the sukkahs of the Rebbe.
Put all kinds of things.
What?
Talk about the girl, all kinds of things you bought.
Right. I'm saying. When people used to come out, at that there was some point where people absolutely had no idea that there was any difference between what I was saying and what he was saying. So people always come out with me and say, so what's Amilas is Bigamakia, what? And then Greg and Mario, and I'm saying, like, I don't know which Sikhir is that I ever talk about. I'm like, leave me out of it. So, you know, it became like, I used to joke with him that it's Hamburg and Weissnick. It's like, somehow like, you know, like morphed into some. So, I said, like, I don't know the first thing about Armilas and Gag and Magag and Rabin and all of this stuff. Sichas. So, that being the case, let's continue learning the Sicha. It's a parsha somehow. The Yetzim and Yishlach and Avedis Yangiv Avinu.
Do we skip
a credit? I don't know what I'm saying. Vazeg on the Yash, the Eter and Terev, was Vet El Kler, Terseda Avedu Lamata. Which are the first places in Torah which discuss the order of the work down below. Give my race that take with tachlis and clothes, I've made the potato mitzvahs of a frat lachri mountain tape. These two parashas express the substance and ultimate purpose of the general work of Torah mitzvahs, especially after Matan Torah. To clarify, separate out, and to refine the physicality of the body and the world. And to make it a vessel to the spirituality of the soul. Pizas di gashmis alein is megala dem keach apel benifal and bet ein zach and ein hemshach von ruchnis. To the point that gashmis itself reveals the power of its maker within itself and becomes one thing and one extension from spirituality. Pizas di rolei zbarach betachteinum lei latzmus. To the point that it becomes a dwelling place for Hashem down below, to his very essence. As it will be accomplished in the ultimate revelation of the true and complete redemption. Because then will be refined the Gashmias of the body and the world, and will be able to receive, they will be able to receive the revelation of the divine light, the light of Yudkei Vavkei. And as the prophet Isaiah says so eloquently, it will be revealed the glory of God, and all flesh shall see together that the voice of God has spoken. The flesh itself will see godliness. But this then will be the ultimate revelation of the divine creative force within the creation. To the point that, on the contrary, the stone within a wall shall cry out. The nifal agashmi, demon, ever, tzimeach, v'chai, v'achetz, kama, gufa, adon, the physical creation, the inanimate stone, the plant life, the animal life, and how much more so the body of the person, gashmi, salain, shal yodah, miskal, keir, adus, v'mgal, zay, mitag, yishrei, v'mkeir, hapel, aduchim, v'rotzen, elyon, v'chol, ha'il, that the physicality itself shall proclaim with a loud cry the spiritual force within it, and will proclaim the divine will in the entire world, al derech nekeva to save of geva, neshamun izenis aguf. Similar to the concept of that we say that in the time of redemption the female shall surround the male, that a world, a situation in which ultimately the soul draws its sustenance and is dependent upon the body. Aditachlis from Teder Mitzvahs Bechlal Tzu Oiftan Dem Chibah for Ruchnis of Gashmi, to accomplish the bonding and of the spiritual and the physical, is Nachmeh Fashtag Divan Duch Dem Gili from Teder Sachsidus, was even more strengthened through the revelation of the Teder Sachsidus, was in Yonah Yisrael Oiftan Um Egalzen Dem Chibah V'Yirut Von Alkusun Neilu, whose aim is to accomplish and reveal the bond and unity between godliness and the world. The revelation of the inner dimension of Torah, the concealed aspect of Torah, as it was revealed in the teaching of Siddhas, this affects and accomplishes the bonding between the concealed dimension of God and the concealed dimension of the Jewish people. Was gibt dem Kerch zu eich übermachen der Mathe von Gashmus Elam, as is over na keli zu gilu lukus. There's the revelation of Primis Hatera, as revealed in Teres Achsidus, which empowers one to transform the lowliness of the physical world, as is over, that should become a vessel to the revelation of godliness, von Galia de Kutschabrichu, von Eich von Sassam de Kutschabrichu. To express and reveal the revealed aspects of God, till ultimately to express and reveal the most concealed aspects of God. and especially through Gilui Teiras Chassidus Chabad, through the revelation of the teaching of Chassidus Chabad, Hastos is Megala Etzem Primus Atev. Okay, in addition to the fact that Chassidus in general reveals the Pnimius HaTorah, it is the teachings of Chabad that express and draw down the essence of Pnimius HaTorah. Sprengt Elokus in Aslavshus Pavon of Asog, which brings godliness down in a way that it becomes enclosed and it can be grasped by intellect and understanding. From Chachma Bina Vadas, of the three faculties of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. The Eifim Fun Yisparnas Aminei, in a manner of that they shall be sustained from it. Vashtandik Eich Besechel Odom Anivrav Anetzav Anifo, in a manner that can be grasped also by human intellect. He created, the formed, and the made. This Eichen Sechel Fun Evesh Abahamas Chadona, to the point that it can be grasped in the intellect of the animal soul, which is represented by Charon, this Eich and Seichel from Umasa Elon, which is represented by Esav, to the point that it can also be grasped by the intellect of the nations of the world, as expressed by Esav. Lashna Yadua, and in the well-known expression, Yafutza Meinasecha Chutza, that your wellspring should be spread outwards, as the Mayonas Achsidus and Baal Shem Tov Atzum Zom Chashpreid Verem Bizbeifim Bun Yachutza Im Chutza, that the wellsprings of Chassidus and Baal Shem Tov themselves should be spread outward in a manner of Yafutzu, of being spread far and wide, in Chutza, in the outermost aspects of creation, those things which appear to be outside of the realm of holiness, Bizim Chutza Shem Chutza Mimeno, till the outside of which there is no further outside, as Eich Teva Elam and Eich Chutzis Ol Zainakeli and Bisfar Einzig Verem Telekus, to the point that also the very nature of the world and also those things which are on the outside should become a vessel and actually unified with godliness. Yishlema, we can say, as the far as that Iker Gili from Teres Achsidus Chedesh Kisle, that therefore the primary revelation of the teachings of Chassidus are in the month of Kislev. Ki yodua, as is known as Kislev, the Chedesh HaShlishim Chod She'acheda. As is known, okay, but Kislev, the third month of the winter months, is Kenegadon Fabun Mit Chedesh Sivim, the Chedesh HaShlishim Chod She'acheda, corresponds to and is connected with the month of Sivan, which is the third month of the summer months. A shlishi is fabun with matan Torah, which three is connected with matan Torah, as explained at length in Gemara Shabbos. At chedesh sivan yachad lisoi, the month of Sivan, the third month, is der zman from matan Torah, gili teres hanigle, the time of the giving of the Torah, the revelation of the revealed portion of Torah. Und chedesh kisav ashlishi becheref, is der zman for gili pnimis haTorah. And the month of Kislev, which is the third of the winter months, is the time of the revelation of the inner dimension of the Torah. This month there are a number of the outstanding days in the history of Chassidus. Yud Tes Kislev, first of the 19th of Kislev, the Chag HaGeulah, from the Alten Rebbe, the holiday of redemption of the old Rebbe. The Yasin from Teres Chassidus Chabad, the founder of Teres Chassidus Chabad, Nesu of Demas Tosu Deryei Meilu from the Magad, in addition to the fact that it is also the day of the Histalkos of the Magad, is the Reish Hashanah L'Chassidus. In addition to that, Yudas Kislev is the new year for Chassidus, Ki Yadua, as is known, as Damod Nach Pederberg, as Angehem, that Iker Infin Yafutzum, and Nesu of Chutzum. As is known that at that time, following post-Petersburg, the post-Petersburg era is the beginning of the primary fulfillment of the process of spreading the wellsprings outward. We also have Teskeslev, the Yemi Ledes, Yemi Luluf, and the Nasi Hashemim Chabad, the Mitla Rebbe, the ninth of Kislev, which is the birthday and the day of the passing of the second leader of the Chabad movement, also known as the Middle Rebbe, and Yud Kislev Chag HaGeulah Shelo, the tenth of Kislev, which is the day of his the holiday of his redemption. And also Chanukah, at the end of the month of Kislev, has a special connection with the revelation of the inner dimension of Teira outward. Ikar Nes Chanukah is the Nes Pach Hashem, which the primary miracle of Chanukah is the miracle of the flask of oil. Hashem Shabbatei is Rosen, the Rosen Day Reisa, which the oil contained within Torah is the secrets of the secrets of Torah. One has to ignite the Torah from the opening of his house outward, on the outside of his home. To the point that the revelation of the innermost secrets, the secrets within the secrets, which is done in the house, should illuminate through the door of his house also the outside. So the explanation for this, Asheris and Kislev Tzegili Pnimis Ateir, the connection between Kislev and the revelation of Pnimis Ateir. Der Unterschied zwischen Kredisch Kissel und Schlische Bechot Schachere von Sieben nach Schlische Bechot Schachere. This is a printing error. The second one should be Bechot Schachere. The difference between the month of Kislev, which is the third of the winter months, and the month of Sivan, which is the third of the summer months, is as follows. The months of the winter is also referred to as the days of rain,